Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Selected verses. Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Heaven throws a party. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Ever lost something super important? A favorite stuffed animal? A video game? Even your phone? You didn't just shrug and walk away. You searched under the couch. You tore apart your room. You turned the house upside down. That's the kind of searching Jesus describes in these parables. A shepherd risks everything for one lost sheep. A woman turns her whole house upside down for a single coin. Why? Because to them, that one thing matters. And Jesus' point? That's how much you matter to God. When you wander, He chases. When you fall, He lifts you up. And when you come home, all of heaven throws a party. Let's pause on that. Heaven celebrates every single time someone turns back to God. No eye rolls, no half-hearted claps. We're talking a full-blown, angel-cheering, trumpet-blasting, joyful celebration. Some people think God is distant, uninterested, like He's waiting with a clipboard, checking off rules because He's hard to please. But these parables tell a different story. God isn't waiting for you to clean yourself up before He cares. He's searching for you right now because you are worth it. Finding. What about the people around you? Maybe there's someone you know who feels lost. Maybe they think they've messed up too badly to be loved. Tell them the truth. God hasn't given up on them. Heaven is ready to celebrate them. We pray to our God. Father, thank you for searching for us when we wander. Help us celebrate your grace every day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.